Blog Talk Radio.
Afternoon, guys. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Those of you who are listening via landline, thank you guys for listening to the show. Those of you who are listening online around the world, thank you guys for tuning in as well. Thanks to my Twitter audience, people coming in from Twitter, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Has so many ways to listen to my show. We just,
things have to be right, you know. Things have to be right, and this is the way things have to be, and I'll be right back with you guys in just a moment. Thank you.
right, guys, here we go. This radio is from when I have problems. I'm just getting back to the show. They've given me a new number. I didn't know they had given me a new number. But here we go, right? Here we go. I'm back. I'm ready to get started. We got about 30, 45 minutes to go on the show. I'm excited about today. Hey, I'm back, guys. I'm back. And it's time to run the deal. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning into the show. Those of you who are listening via cell phone, thank you, guys, for tuning in. Those of you who are listening via my show page, thank you, guys, for tuning in. Those of you who are listening on the landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in. Those of you who are listening via internet all around the world, via my Twitter, via Facebook, all you guys, thank you for tuning in to the show and welcome. And again, I'm back on the scene. I really missed you guys. I slowed down on the show back in November, but and it took them a little while to give me my show back, but I'm back. I'm excited. I'm ready to get this thing going. Before I get started, I just wanted to give a shout out to my sponsor who's been holding in there with me for ever since I kind of started the show, which is CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. 770-732-0244. That's the number, 770-732-0244. If you have tax problems, tax questions, IRS problems, IRS questions, call the professionals at CPA on Duty and let those guys help you with your needs, okay? Please, guys, don't get in trouble with the IRS, all right? Don't do it. Call CPA on Duty and they'll put you right on track. And again, and please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you, okay? Don't forget that. Now, today is Monday. I know you guys probably had a decent day at work. Excited about pushing the week on through and heading into the weekend. Now, I got something exciting to do this weekend. I'm going to the – on Saturday, I don't know if you guys ever heard of the Pit Masters. The Pit Masters is people that guys that go around entering these barbecue cooking contests. And they cook, different stuff that they give them to cook, and then they get judged on it, and they win money, right? So, and you guys know how much I like to do that myself, outdoors on the grill. I always encourage you guys to do it. And but anyway, so I got off track there. But anyway, this weekend on Saturday, I'm going to an event in downtown Atlanta at the Atlantic Station, put on by the Pit Masters. They do it every year, and they're going from Atlanta to Tennessee next weekend. Then they're going to Kentucky the weekend after that. So those guys have a big schedule set for them. And I'm going this weekend. It's downtown at the Atlantic Station. It's called Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue. So, you get all the beer you can drink, you get all the bourbon you can drink, and you get all the barbecue that you can eat. And I'm going in that 2 to 6 window. Everything's over at 6.
They got some VIP stuff going on from 12 to 6, but I'm going on the regular session from 2 to 6. Beer, bourbon, and barbecue. They got 40 different bourbons. I didn't even know there were 40 different bourbons. They got 60 different beers. Now, I know there's definitely more than 60 beers, but they got 40 different bourbons, 60 different beers, and all the barbecue you can eat. I saw where they're going to have this gigantic hog down there that they're roasting. They're roasting a whole hog or a whole pig, whatever you want to call it. They roasting it, okay? And this, you know, they're talking about maybe anywhere from 80 to 100 tents down there where people set up where you can go in and eat and drink and whatever. Y'all with me? So I'm going this weekend I'm going to hit that. And I'll let you guys know next Monday what it was like. Okay? What it was like. And but this is going to be a great weekend. It's going to be nice weather starting on Friday. It's going to be great weather all weekend. And it's going to be perfect. So I'll be hitting that this weekend. I don't know. I don't know if they still have tickets available, but you guys can go online and just search for beer, bourbon, and barbecue, and it'll pull right up, and you can see if you can still get tickets if you want to go. I'll be there, and you guys holler at me. I'll be around. I'll be somewhere. You might see me flirting. I mean, not flirting. I'm not gonna be flirting. I'll be flying around. Not flying around. I'll be going around from tent to tent, trying some bourbon, trying some beers, and trying some barbecue. Okay? I'll be doing that. All right? I'll be doing that. And but other than that, hey, I just want to have a good time with you guys this week. Hey, I'm back. Let's have some fun. All right? Now, I've got more sponsors coming on board starting in a few days or maybe a week or whatever. So we're gonna be good, right? We're gonna be good from now on. Now, the title of today's show is, hey, let me do something before we start. I want to give away 2 t-shirts right now to the first 2 callers. I got a packed house right now. I see I got a packed house. Lines are full. But I want the first 2 callers. And you guys have already called in. So all you have to do now is press the number 1 on your keypad if you know the answer to this question. It's really easy. You know, let's see who's going to get it. So I'm going to give it to the first 2 people that buzz in. As you were growing up, what did maybe your grandmother or your grandfather or even your mom and dad or your anybody, what is it when they say that person is roguish? That person is roguish. What does that mean? First 2 callers to call in and get that answer right, I've got a t-shirt for you of the Frank Williams Show. Now, let's see. We have a caller right now. We have 2 callers right now. From the 678 area code, the first 3 digits are 353. Let's get 353 on the line. 678-353, calling you live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this? Where you calling from?
What's up, Snacky?
Snacky, what's going on, buddy?
It's okay. All right, Kay.
From
the 353-5662. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
This is me. Hold it.
Don't say it yet. I got to... I got another one coming in right now. Let me see. Let me see this next caller from the 706 area code. The first three digits are 575. Caller, you're live on the
okay.
Frank Williams Show. Who's this and where you calling from?
Cleveland Pollard, and I'm calling from Pine Mountain, Georgia.
Cleveland, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Frankie?
All right. So you and Casey, y'all the first two callers in. So Casey, tell me what's roguish.
If your parents or whomever told you that somebody was roguish, you have to watch them, because they'll steal your jaws off if you ain't watching them.
There it is. How about you, Cleveland?
Yep, it means that they will steal, so don't let them in your crib.
They will steal. That's right. They wrote it. They will steal. That's what I'm talking about. So, hey, congratulations to you guys. Both you guys will get a Frank Williams Show T-shirt. And, hey, I appreciate you guys listening to the show. Let's get it on.
All right, then, Frank.
All right, I'm going to put y'all back on hold. Hey, so again, roguish means a person that'll steal. They'll steal. And you know what? They know that person will steal. You've probably been around, as you grown up over the years, you've probably been around some people that will steal. They'll steal your bicycle, whatever. And, you know, I grew up in a pretty tough neighborhood, and if you stole something in my neighborhood, usually somebody knew who did it. All right. Hey, that's good answers, guys. I appreciate you guys listening to the show. Hey, let's get into today's topic. Today's show is entitled Backstabbing Friends and Toxic Relationships. And you know, somebody asked me, Frank, what do you mean by backstabbing? A backstabber is somebody that'll do something behind your back to hurt you. Do something behind your back to hurt you. They are not friends of yours. And they you know, you might think they're friends, but anybody that'll stab you in your back is not a friend of yours. And what I mean by backstabbing, you know, if you shoot somebody in the back, stab somebody in the back, steal somebody from behind, whatever, that's a form of cowardice. You're a coward, okay, to shoot somebody in the back or to stab somebody in the back, you know, to steal somebody from the behind when they aren't looking. But it happens a lot. Right? And you have to get away from those people. They are not friends. You call them, you say backstabbing friends, but they're not friends at all. They're not friends at all. And for me, I had to get away from some of the people that I thought were friends of mine, but they were really backstabbing friends. They say stuff about you or they'll do things that would cause you problems. You know, cause you problems. I remember in high school, I was dating my wife, okay, and someone told her, when she was my girlfriend at the time, someone told her that I had been with another female and had kind of snuck her into my mom's house. And they said all this stuff about me. Totally untrue. Totally untrue. But they said this stuff about me to her to break us apart. But you know, when a relationship is strong and held together on not just the, you know, not just being intimate with each other, but is held together actually by the love that you have for that next person, then nothing can really get inside of that. Nothing can really tear it down if it's strong enough. And, you know, I'd say it was strong enough because, hey, we're married today. So some friends that you think are really are good friends, they really aren't good friends. They're backstabbers. And sometimes you have to take a while to, you know, sometimes it takes a while to figure out who those backstabbers are. But you will. At some point, they'll raise their head out of the sand and you can just stomp it back down and keep going. Because that's what you have to do. That's what you have to do. You have to get away from that person. Get away from them. And, hey, go on about your business. I don't need to be tied into you at all. Because you're a liar and a backstabber. Okay? That's what a backstabbing friend is. Somebody that'll do something behind your back to intentionally hurt you or hurt your relationship. Okay, that's a backstabber. And then we talk about toxic relationships. I know you guys have people that you know, and y'all can call in and talk about this. People that you know who are in toxic relationships. What I mean by toxic relationship is that, you know, he or she, the wife or the husband or the boyfriend or the girlfriend, could be abusive, physically and mentally abusive to the other one. And when you are physically abusive to your partner or your spouse or boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, that's a toxic relationship. Nothing good is going to come from a physical and mental abuse. Physical and verbal abuse, which is mental abuse. Nothing's going to come from that. Ever. And some people stay in these relationships for years. And you know, I was talking to someone the other day about, I don't understand how women, and some men too, but I don't understand how some men or some women stay with the person who's physically abusive to them, verbally abusive to them, and, you know, really sit down and tell you that they hate your guts. How do you stay with a person like that? How do you hang on to that type of relationship? Why don't women or why don't men leave that person? Get away. Get away from there. Because that's only going to lead to worse things. And it could also lead to death. There's been a lot of women, a lot of men killed by their partners. Okay? Killed by their partners because of the physical and mental abuse that, you know, that they inflicted on them. And then it could be vice versa, because that person that you beat or mentally, verbally abused for so long got fed up to here with it. And then the next thing you know, you come home and they got a gun pointed to your head. And boom, they might kill that person. Because they physically and mentally abused them for so long, they can't take it anymore. But John, what I'm saying is you just can't do that. You have to take that and work things out with yourself and get out of that relationship. That's what you call a toxic relationship. Some people get divorced, okay, and then they turn right around and marry again. I was watching the Family Feud with Steve Harvey, and one of the one of the families on there, one of the ladies that was in the family over there, you know, he asked them what, how, well, you know, he asked them what are they doing, this and that. She said she's married to this guy. And actually, she's married him twice in 10 years. And Steve couldn't believe it. He was like, what? What do you mean? Okay, you marry somebody, get a divorce, turn around and marry him again. I believe that probably has happened a lot. But I don't get it. Why divorce and turn around and marry again? Why do that? But, you know, hey, it happens, right? It happened to them. It happens. But, you know, you get in them. There was some problems as to the reason that you got divorced in the first place. Did y'all work it out? You turn around and say, let's try this again. Did you go get help and turn around and say, let's try this again? Well, that's just a waste of time and money to me. Why didn't you go get help? Why didn't you go get help before you got divorced? It's just amazing, you know, the things that people do. And then some people get divorced and continue to live together. Continue to sleep together. Continue to be there with that person. And they've been married. Now they're divorced. Okay? That's a pretty wild scenario, right? Now, we all family here. We all family here. And I, you know, I don't think that there's, I'm sure that out of the, I don't know how many people are listening to my show today, but I'm sure out of those people, however many there is, there's a few of y'all who are in toxic relationships. There are a few of y'all who are in, who have backstabbing friends, who have backstabbed you in the past that you're still with. These toxic relationships that you're in, that you're still in. I'm not beating you up at all. I'm just saying, take a look at what's going on around you and say, hey, do I want to stay in this relationship for the rest of my life? I don't care how much money the guy got or good looks he got or whatever. Got to get away from that dude. Or you got to get away from that girl. I had a cousin who used to beat on her husband. And then brag about it. We always said, girl, one day that dude going to flip and he going to hurt you. And he going to hurt you bad. But fortunately, it never happened, and she passed away a couple of years ago. But that was a toxic relationship to me. That was a toxic relationship. Hey, I got a friend right now who's divorced, and now he and his ex-wife are living together still. Been living together for years, been divorced for some years. And they fight like cats and dogs. But why? I don't want to be in my house mad at my spouse. Hey, I can put that on a record. I can go in the studio with that. But I don't want to sit in my house, be mad with my spouse every day. Here she come. I just heard the garage door open. Here she come. Man, it's, I tell you, it leads you to drinking and drugs and all kind of stuff. And that's not good. That's toxic. And they fight like hell. But they continue to go through life together, mean mugging each other all the time. What'd you say? What'd you say to me? You sorry, such and such, such and such, such and such. That's no way to go through life. Okay, that's no way to go through life, guys. And for me, you know, hey, it's different strokes for different folks, but this life is very short. You know, you may not be thinking that right now, but this life is very short. And it's been shorter for some people. It's been longer for some people. But to me, I haven't even bitten off the iceberg of my life. I think my life going to be so much fuller. I think your life going to be so much fuller than it is right now. You got a long way to go. But you can't have these toxic relationships within that life. You have to get away from the toxic relationships. One girl said, I just seem to attract these crazy guys. Nah. You don't seem to attract these crazy guys. These crazy guys come after you. It's something within you that you're showing, that they are attracted to. That's what that is. If I go to the bar, go to the club, whatever, I meet these guys, they're crazy. Well, you know, I don't know what to tell you. But you have to vet these guys. You have to get to know these guys. You have to get to know these women. There's some crazy women out there. There's some crazy men out there. And some of them will tell you they crazy. Y'all know that song? I will apologize to you guys. I just started my show back today. I got to get all my audio up in here. It's like starting over. But it's going to be fun. I tell you that. And you know, but you think about women that having to vet these guys. Man, date these guys. Have them to do stuff with you. Don't just jump into bed with them the same night you met them, the next day after you meet them, cause he's good looking. May have a few muscles, got a nice car. That crap doesn't mean anything if he's going to be abusive to you in any way, physically or verbally. That crap worth nothing. He like a rock in the street. Don't let these guys grab a hold of you, ladies. Make sure you find out what they're about before you go shaking in bed with them. Do it right. You know, and then I tell my girls all the time, guys don't want a girl who will jump in bed with them on the first date. Guys don't want girls who are easy. You really want girls who have some standards. They're going to make you work for it. Those are the girls you like. The ones that will just come in the bed with you at any time, hey, they're a dime a dozen. Right? But if they jumped in bed with you the first night, they'll jump in bed with Sam the first night. Then what? Right? So, you know, vet these guys. Vet these women, too. Because some women just crazy. Some men just crazy. You heard that song? It came out a while ago. It said, I bust the windows out your car. I mean, come on, girl. Why you bust the windows out my car? I saw you with another girl. Come on, man. See that kind of stuff there? That's toxic. And once she busts the windows out your car, why are y'all still dating? What makes you want to date her again? What? I try to get so far away from her, there's no way she can get back in touch with me. So run away from these tight relationships. Get away from these women. Get away from these guys. It is a problem, and it's toxic. It's a toxic relationship. So, hey guys, I'm gonna shut down the show. Again, I appreciate you guys. Tuning into the show today, and I hope you come back tomorrow. Tomorrow's gonna be a great show. I got like 18 great topics that I've written down, and I'm just going to go through them day by day by day. Tomorrow's going to be awesome. If you guys have if you guys are on my distribution list, you'll get the show notes tomorrow, and you'll see why I say that tomorrow's going to be great. Hey, congratulations to Cleveland and Kasem for winning their t-shirts. And I will get you guys y'all's t-shirts. Again, congratulations. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. You know, we're family here, right? We're all family. And one of my favorite family songs goes a little something like this. That's not it. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what I clicked on right here. I don't know what this is, man. Oh my God. Okay. I don't have a family song for you guys. Okay. But we're all family. And, hey, I love you guys. I think the world of you. And I want to do my best to put out good shows for you and help you guys in any way that I can. And remember, if you ever want to contact me, you can contact me through the show. If you don't have my number, you can contact me through the show. You can contact me through Facebook, Twitter. Any way you see, try to, do that. Get in touch with me and I'll help you in any way that I can. So, hey, take care of yourselves, guys. And what time is it? Oh, wow. It's already after 7. And so, again, I don't have any closing music for you, anything like that. I'm just going to sign off. All right? So take care of yourself, guys, and get out there tomorrow. I don't know what the weather's. I didn't even do weather. Wow. Let me see. I'm going to tell you guys what the weather's going to be like tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be sunshine, high 66. Wednesday rain, Thursday rain, Friday sunshine, Saturday sunshine, Sunday sunshine. So you got a great weekend ahead of you, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tomorrow's going to be nice, and then Wednesday and Thursday, take your umbrellas, right? And that's all the show I have for you today, guys. This Frank, I'm over, and I'm out. I'll see you.